Chapter 13. Robbed. As I dry my hands on the crunchy brown bark that passes for paper towels in a public restroom, I'm actually a bit thankful that they even have them. I get that they aren't as eco-friendly as hand dryers, but considering what we usually burn to generate the electricity to power those things, I can't say I see the difference. Musing about how many paper towels I'd have to go through in my lifetime to even match the carbon footprint of a single private flight from any of the tens of millions of wealthy elites of the world, I slowly meander down the lengthy side alley to get back to the main parking lot of the shopping center before being stopped dead in my tracks by the most malicious voice I can ever recall hearing. "Hand it over, brat. I know you stole my brooch." A chill runs down my spine as I slowly begin to turn around. "What are you talking about? You probably just misplaced it. And how did you even find me anyway?" My voice suddenly trails off as I turn to face him. "Don't play stupid, kid. You might have fooled your buddy, but you're not fooling me. Definitely not Greg, but I did recognize this guy from somewhere." "You're that guy I helped deliver the dresser to," I said aloud as I finally remembered where I knew him from. "And you're that brat who was driving the truck that left with my brooch," he replied coldly. "Your brooch?" "Greg called me about some brooch he thought he may have dropped in my truck. But, wait, why do you think I stole it?" "Listen, I think you've got the wrong idea. I didn't touch anything while we were in your house. I mean, you were there the entire time. How would I have had time to take anything from you?" The old man narrowed his eyes, trying to determine if I was telling the truth. I put on my best impression of innocence. To be fair, nothing I said was a lie. I definitely didn't steal anything from this old man. In fact, I wouldn't even say I stole anything at all. I just happened to find a brooch in my truck after helping Greg move that antique. Sure, I didn't admit to Greg that I found it, but that could hardly be considered stealing. Who's to say that brooch was even the one he was talking about? Maybe that brooch fell off some old granny I picked up at the bus stop during a rainstorm. Of course, that was absolute bullshit, unless I'd somehow done that while sleepwalking. But if there's one thing I'm confident in, it's lying to myself. So if even I believe me, what choice does this old geezer have? Let's say I believe you. If you don't have my brooch, then who does? Certainly not your little friend. I was quite persuasive when talking to him. Even if you ask me, who am I supposed to ask? Sorry, but if that's all, I'll be going now. As I turned to leave, to my horror, that creepy old fart was already right in front of me again. "Not so fast. I never said you could go," he said, taking slow, measured steps toward me until we were just an arm's length apart. "I believe you didn't have anything to do with the brooch, but that doesn't mean I'll be walking away empty-handed. Chalk it up to your own bad luck for running into me, but I'll be taking those low-grade spiritual treasures in your pocket." You wouldn't think my eyes could get any wider than they already were after seeing his sudden, shocking display of speed. But apparently they could, because he continued. "Surprised? Just because your cultivation is too low to sense these things without holding them doesn't mean I have the same problem. I spotted them the moment I laid eyes on you when you delivered my dresser." He paused before continuing. "Initially, I didn't have the intention to rob a small fry like you, because I was in a good mood, thinking I'd soon get my hands on that brooch I've been searching for. But now my mood's taken a turn for the worse. So unless you want another demonstration of my power, I suggest you do what's best for you and hand over those rings." He spat coldly, crossing his arms behind his back with a look of disdain. You'd think I'd be a little more upset about being robbed, but I was too preoccupied with what he just said. Low-grade spiritual treasures? The rings I practically stumbled into making, with a technique I pulled right out of my ass? Perhaps unpleased with my apparent daze or mistaking my lack of response, his eyes took on a dangerous glint as he practically growled, "Should I take it that you want to do this the hard way?" Whoa, no need for that," I said, suddenly snapping back to reality. "Listen, I can tell when I'm outmatched. I'm not looking for a fight here. I was just a little dazed. This is my first time being robbed, to be honest," I said, forcing out a small laugh. Perhaps it was my imagination, but I almost saw what might pass for a smirk on his triangular cartoon villain-shaped face as I continued. I just found it all a bit ironic, that's all. After all, the whole reason I was carrying these things with me is because I was afraid to leave them somewhere, lest they be stolen without me even noticing. Well, that didn't happen. Hard not to notice it happening right now, after all. As I reached into my pocket and fished out the four rings, I continued. To be honest, I couldn't even figure out how to use these things. I was getting frustrated and considering selling them. It's probably for the best that a real cultivator like you takes them. Seems like a waste, sitting in my hands since I can't do anything with them. It wasn't just my imagination anymore. That was definitely a smirk on his face. Not the friendly kind, though. It was the smug, looking down on the world smirk that only the rich seemed to possess. You could practically hear the superiority in his voice as he scoffed. Of course, they're better off in my hands. Someone like you could barely even be called a cultivator with your measly amount of power. But I will say, you're a lot smarter than I gave you credit for. You know when to give in to your betters, he said, taking the rings I had proffered. I squeezed out a wry chuckle as a self-deprecating smirk appeared on my face. What can I say? A man can't be bothered with politics when he can't even afford bread. In truth, part of what I was saying was how I really felt deep down, or at least how I did until recently. But even if I was determined to cultivate now, there's no point in bashing my head against a brick wall. And if I tried to fight this guy, that would be the outcome. I couldn't even see him move. He practically teleported from my point of view. Speaking of which, based on where you live, not only are you a powerful cultivator, but it looks like you're a great businessman as well. How about tossing a few coins my way? After all, chump change like what you paid for that dresser is a life-changing amount to me. He started to play with his newly acquired toys as his grin grew wider, as did the oppressive musk of smug douchebaggery. But seeing that I managed to catch his interest, or at least the attention of his ego, I continued. Even though I don't have any talent for cultivation, who's to say I couldn't get lucky and stumble across more rings? And since they're no good for me, I'd bring them right to the man who could unlock their full potential, the man who generously gave a few bucks to someone down on his luck. This time, he let out a full-on cackle. It was the kind of overdramatic, obviously evil laugh you'd think only a wicked witch would have, not an actual person. A cold sweat started dripping down my back as my nerves got the better of me, despite the front I was putting on. Before he finally responded, between bouts of laughter, "Kid, you have got to have one of the thickest skins I've ever seen. I've never heard of someone asking a robber for compensation in my entire life. This is too funny." To be honest, I could hardly believe the words coming out of my mouth. I can't blame him for laughing. I couldn't tell you where I got the gall from, call it my newfound pride as a cultivator. But even knowing that I still had that apparently valuable brooch he wanted, and was only losing out on a handful of cheap silver, I couldn't help but want to get something out of this rich old bastard for the rings he was robbing me of. After all, he really did seem to believe I didn't rob him, but he still robbed me for no reason. "Don't think I don't know what you're playing at, kid. I've been at this a lot longer than you have. I know you're just trying to get back at me since you're too weak to fight back. But you're right. I wouldn't even miss a few $1,000s. So I'll tell you what. Take this loose change I have on me," he said as he smoothly reached into his pocket and tossed a billfold onto the ground in front of me, before continuing, "and on the off chance you do come across more spiritual treasures like this, bring them to me, and I'll make it worth your while, especially if it's any news about that brooch. Understand?" Shamelessly bending down to scoop up the billfold, I responded with a beaming smile, "You've got yourself a deal." The old man gave me one last look I could only describe as incredulous before finally disappearing from view. As I stood there counting out the bills, I couldn't help but feel a little pleased with myself. Sure, I'd been robbed of about $80 worth of silver and a couple of hours of my time. But in return, this rich old geezer had tossed a little over $2,300 my way. I guess he wasn't kidding when he said he wouldn't miss a few grand. Hard to believe being shameless pays so well. After all, you know what they say, a tree that doesn't bend can only break. But enjoy yourself while you can, you smug old fart. Once I get stronger, don't think I'll forget to settle the score between us. I'll be taking a lot more than a few thousand dollars from you then. I consoled myself as a slightly evil smile crept across my face while I walked back toward my truck. Suddenly, I no longer had a reason to be here, with no rings left to sell. Despite what I told myself, strength really does seem to be all that matters at the end of the day. Might makes right after all, and if I was stronger, that old fuck would have been the one that had to bend. I'm not going to make any progress by being timid. I think it's about time I go and find out just what that brooch is all about.